For Teresa Long, Whiteley Neighborhood's Year of Color comes at a good time for her to make an impact.
It actually does not have siding. We're remodeling it. So we tore all the siding off and so,
Her neighborhood pride comes from having generations of family who've lived in Whiteley. And she's thinking big, buying pastel-colored siding.
This week I was thinking about like a purplish siding, maybe some blue, kind of iridescent type.
Soon, the Whiteley Community Council wants to paint practically anything in the neighborhood that will stand still with pastel pinks, blues, greens, purples, and more. This includes both private property, like neighborhood mailboxes, fences, and homes, and public spaces. The council was inspired by colors at the Centennial Place development, built in 2011.
In our rules or bylaws that prohibits me from painting my shutters this color. We're not that kind of a neighborhood organization.
Whiteley Council President Frank Scott visits brainstorming tables in a light sage green shirt.
So what we're doing is not against any kind of neighborhood rules. We're not exactly a free spirit, but we're not that restricted.
Monday's planning meeting uncovered what the council's checklist looks like. The Muncie Fire Department has already given permission to paint neighborhood fire hydrants, and the Parks Department is identifying things in McCullough Park that could use some pastel colors.
Any kind of asphalt, you've got to remember, what's in that asphalt is oil.
Yes.
So you have to use certain paints, because when that heat pulls up, it will ruin.
But someone needs to talk to local power supplier AEP about light poles and utility boxes. And City Historic Preservation Officer Brad King suggests investing in an anti-graffiti coating for large painted objects, so the council's hard work isn't ruined in the future. In Muncie, Stephanie Weekman, IPR News.